This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers at Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that includes our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website page, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And if you can't hear us any other way, you can hear us right off the website page, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we have a loop that plays there 24/7. So what happens is you will see that loop, and it will be there for you, and you can hear the show all day and all night, playing over and over and over again until the live show comes on, and then you get the live show. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you be ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we finished the hour last hour talking about the disgraced former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and the fact that he's about to go up on charges, a misdemeanor charge, for allegedly groping his female aide. That was well publicized. We also talked last hour about Joe Biden coming up with a plan to pay separated families, immigrants, $450,000 per family segment, mother and father, to get them back together again in the United States. That would be almost $1 million, and that's asinine. There's no reason in the world why that should happen, and we all know the reason they're doing is to buy votes, right?
Right.
We also know that after we were told that we were headed towards a 5 to 8% GDP, what happened in the third quarter?
Well, Captain, this has slowed to about 2% growth rate.
Barely.
Barely 2%. That's right.
We're stagnant. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Well, certainly.
No one else to blame.
Well, no. You know, Captain, we can get the way back machine, but it's really not all that way back, I guess. But back when I think George H.W. Bush and Dan Quayle were running for re-election, I think they were touting a 2% growth, I think, around that time.
Yeah.
But what did
Obama was all excited about 2 and 3.
Well, exactly. But at that time, it was James Carville, I believe,
yeah,
who helped coin the phrase, it's the economy, stupid.
Yep, it is now, too.
It is now, too. So here we go again. People are feeling this in their pocketbooks, and they're seeing it, and it's undeniable now.
Yeah. Now, we're going to stick with the economy for a minute, because 95% of the manufacturers reported that their supply chains are, in fact, being disrupted.
under this record inflation, which is showing no signs at all of letting up. And we're being told that it's probably going to be with us for at least another year, if not longer.
And, Captain, I guess people are just expected to live with it. They're expected to just simply say, oh, that's just Uncle Joe. This,
yeah,
is,
sure.
This is just what happened. I don't think Americans are willing to accept that. And if this is true, if these predictions are correct, that these supply chain issues are going to be with us for another year, imagine how that's going to impact 2022. The elections.
Well, of course, they're trying to sell electric cars because General Motors came out and said, well, we're going to put 40,000 new charging stations in the United States and Canada, too, for the electric cars that we're building.
Well, and they say that they're going to do that. I'd be interested to see when they actually do that.
They're probably going to put in a cow pasture. Where the hell are they going to put these things?
Right. Well, but again, what are they? I mean, are they really going to be able to follow through? Are they going to cite market or consumer desire changes by the time they really go to try to do that? You know, it may not work out the way that they think. And here's a little bit, just a little bit off on the same angle as the supply chains. I was just looking, of course, you know, the World Series is going on. Evidently, they can't get the World Series patches for their uniforms.
Right.
And so they just left them off the uniforms now because of the supply chain issue. So just, I mean, it's not an earth-shattering problem, but it is an interesting sort of example that in some way, shape, or form, everyone's going to feel this supply chain problem. And it's to varying degrees, but I think people are going to get more and more angry about it.
Now, you've heard about these COVID-19 shots costing several hundred dollars in some cases.
Right.
How about a $4 generic antidepressant pill, which now they've found out, since they've been doing clinical trials of it, significantly reduces the COVID-19 hospitalizations so that when they get it, they don't get it as bad.
Well, as we've talked about before, especially when this pandemic started, Captain, you know, Donald Trump was vilified so mercilessly about the notion that hydroxychloroquine might be helpful or something. But especially when you're doing science, you want to be able to figure out this works for this works for that. Hey, this may work a little bit better in this case. And you have a quiver of things to fight it with. This may be one of those things in the quiver.
Okay, well, let's quiver this one. Time to take a break. When we come back, your stations are going to get a chance to pay some of their bills. And when we come back, we'll be back with more of the Captain America Third Watch. I'm going to tease what we're up to. An elementary school class took a trip to a weird place. What shall I tell you?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and Frank Salvato will be in hour number 4, don't forget, and we are always have a great time talking to Frank. He's been with us the longest of any of the guests. Number 2 in the seniority list is Kyle Warren. We'll get back to Kyle in a minute. But this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Now, the way we promote MyPillow here on this this program is to tell you to go to the website. Go to the MyPillow.com website, take a look at all the things that he's got listed there, and it's got a bunch of prices, and it says with promo code. Well, the promo code you need is Captain. Very simple, Captain. That gets you the reduced prices you're going to look at. But on the Radio Listeners Specials logo link that's there on the page, you double-click on that, you're going to go to a page, you're going to get at least 24 or more items that are going to be absolutely ridiculously and insanely priced down to prices that you're going to go, holy smokes! Yep, and they make great Christmas gifts. Everything that's over there makes great Christmas gifts. So, again, MyPillow.com, the website, promo code Captain. Now, if you want to call them on the phone to place your order, you can certainly do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That way you won't have your information on the Internet. It'll be given to them directly on the telephone, and that'll take care of that. So check them out, MyPillow.com. Great Christmas gifts there for sure. And they got no problem with getting it to you either. Promo code is Captain. Phone number is 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. Now back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey there, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, you got to talk about this elementary school, which was in Florida, in Broward County, which is Fort Lauderdale. that went to a gay bar on a field trip. Now, the bar they went to is well-known. They've done television shows about it, talked about, you know, the lifestyle and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. It's called Rosie's. Now, the school district said the parents signed permission slips while the parents, some of them, were contacted, and they said they didn't even know about this.
Right. This is, well, that's very significant. Once again, front and center is the idea of what do parents know about what's happening at school?
Didn't know about this.
Right, and do they have a say, and can they say no? So if they didn't receive a permission slip, I think they would have a real case, obviously, against the district or the school or school district. But Captain, again, if you're going to have a field trip like this, I can't imagine you'd go to any bar with elementary school children. You know?
No, hell no.
Like you take them to a bar of any kind.
No, I mean, what are they doing going into a bar? That's illegal to begin with.
Well, certainly. Usually you have to be 21 years of age to enter an establishment that's a bar, basically.
Uh-huh.
But again, I think we're going to see parents be pretty outraged about this.
Now, do you remember the slogan, "You deserve a break today"? Who had that?
So go get out and get away to McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's what that was, yeah.
Now, McDonald's, unfortunately, is apologizing to everybody because they've now had to jack up their prices to survive the rising wages and labor shortage that they've been presented with, plus supply chain issues, too, under Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe Biden, again, for causing the Golden Arches to have problems.
Well, right. Going out to eat almost anywhere now, Captain, I suppose could be considered some kind of luxury item.
It's a delicacy because of what they've done to the prices.
Precisely. Now, you're also looking at hours of operation.
Yep.
You're looking at how quick you might get your food. Maybe not so quick these days because they don't have enough people to work there.
Yeah, and I told you about the $18 meatloaf for the place not very far from me, right?
Right.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's a big serving of meatloaf, but what was $8 and $10 is now $18?
Right. Well,
jeez.
Yeah. $100, that's a lot.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Now, we talked about this in the last hour, but I'm going to mention it again because it's important. A new Virginia governor's poll coming in from Fox, this is the first one that's resulted, given these results. And by the way, the first candidate to get over 50% in the poll, namely the Republican Youngkin, is up by 8 points over Terry McAuliffe.
And this is very, very significant.
Huge.
8 points. Now, we're very close to the election. We're coming into the final
weekend. Next Tuesday, and we'll be here talking about it.
That's right. So this is the final weekend. We'll be making the final pushes, and it was neck and neck, and now it's starting to open up the way that it's opening up. It means, Captain, that the people of Virginia are simply not buying what Terry McAuliffe is selling, and he's been a very, very bad salesman even so. He's got some bad ideas, but I don't think they're finding a real reason to really want to vote for him at this point.
Well, no, not when he comes out and says the parents have no business in sticking their noses into this, what the school is teaching their kids. Are you kidding me?
Right. And also, I think the Democrats are learning some pretty hard lessons with the idea that people are just going to vote Democrat because they've always voted Democrat. This is a Democrat state or this kind of thing. No, no way. We're in different, uncharted territory now, especially with what's happened with the crash and burn of the Biden administration. That's on the national level that permeates all the other politics we have now.
Joe Biden lost big time again because that big, massive infrastructure bill, the $3.5 trillion that he wanted, he gets 1.5. Well, actually, I think he's going to get, because Joe Manchin said, not 1 cent more than $1.5 trillion. Not 1 cent more. And Biden says, well, we're going to do it for $1.75 trillion. Well, that means if Manchin holds true to his word, he won't vote for it.
Precisely. Precisely. And also, Captain, you've got now the so-called progressives who have overtaken the party. and have demanded and decreed that unless they get everything they want, they're not going to vote for these packages. It's making it look like the Democrats just can't do anything. Now, they're fragmented. A lot of people will say, okay, well, that's good. Nothing is gridlock of the Democrats is actually a good thing. But at the same time, it shows that the Biden administration just can't get anything done. And that's also going to hurt them, even with Democrats, because the Democrats will say, again, this is a gang that can't shoot straight. They're not getting anything done. And, we're going to move on. We're going to hashtag walk away.
Yeah, Biden went to Europe without anything that he wanted.
And how does that look to the other leaders who he'll be meeting? It'll make him look very weak. It'll make everything look discombobulated, which it is. And who knows? He's going to tell the Xi Jinping story again.
You suppose he'll do the Biden shuffle?
He'll do the Biden, yeah, where he kind of goes really quick for two or three steps.
Yeah, the Biden shuffle.
Yep.
Okay.
He will do that, and then if he speaks extemporaneously, there'll be a lot of sound clips of that.
Okay. Now I got to speak to my brothers and sisters up there in New York. The NYPD commissioner yesterday made a last ditch plea to the cops to get vaccinated before the deadline today for some 10,000 cops to get pulled from duty for not being vaccinated. But it gets worse because the fire department of New York might wind up closing 20% of their firehouses because of firefighters not getting vaccinated. Between the police, between the firefighters, between the EMS, there's 30,000 people that run the risk of being relieved of duty. And if that happens, you are going to see a mess in New York City that you never even thought was possible when it comes to people that they won't be able to get to because of the response times. It'll take them longer. More people are going to die. And you can blame it all on Bill de Blasio and the governor of New York.
That's absolutely correct. This is very serious stuff. The governor, the mayor, the president, they're not looking for a way to avert this.
Nope.
Because, Captain, I mean, we can talk a lot about the natural immunity and people a lot of these first responders have already had COVID.
Yep.
And you could talk about that. And we could talk about how they're not doing science.
Yep.
But they're not doing science on purpose,
yep,
it seems.
Yeah. And here's the thing, okay, folks. You can't ask a first responder. You can't check their background. You can't do any of that stuff because it's protected by law in almost every state in the country. So if you want to find out whether or not they've been vaccinated or not, you can't even find out, even if you're their employer, because by law, you're not supposed to be able to. So this is all of the stuff that's going on right now, and they're invading people's privacy. They're doing all sorts of stuff. It's just absolutely nonsensical, crazy, and it's got to stop. It's got to stop.
It does need to stop. But I fear, Captain, they don't want to stop it because they feel that it's serving some weird purpose that they have.
Yeah, the weird purpose is to destroy America as we know it. That's the weird purpose, and we all get it. But it ain't going to happen on my watch. We're going to fight. We're going to fight. We're going to fight some more. And if you don't think so, you keep listening. I'm not done yet. We got lots more to talk about.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is promoting the framework deal on President Biden's social spending bill. The California Democrat opening a briefing and saying it represents President Biden's big vision for America. The $1.75 trillion measure would expand government while aggressively working to combat climate change. This as House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the Democrats' Build Back Better framework was thrown together at the last minute.
When the White House rushes out a framework hours before the president comes to the Hill, you know they are desperate and just grasping for straws. This is no longer a Congress where the best ideas compete. They're now competing for a vote based upon when Air Force One lands in Rome.
The cost of the initial bill proposed was $3.75 trillion. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Dan.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mark Walters, for doing that for us. Of course, you hear the Monster Cast. Sunday nights on many of these same stations all across the country, armedamericanradio.org, the website. Go over there, check it out, and you'll find out what he's up to. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And remember, when I'm asked about Relief Factor, and they say, does that stuff work? Do you really take that? Yes, it works, and yes, I take it twice a day religiously. Now, I have a situation with me with the injury that I suffered from the World Trade Center that I have an ankle and a leg and a foot that at any time can swell up just because it feels like it, I guess. And it's a circulation problem of sorts, but there's also other things going in. But the pain is intense when it happens. And it will not only reduce the swelling, thank God, it'll also reduce the pain. And once in a while, because I have arthritis in my right shoulder and my left wrist and my knee that I broke when I broke my leg, all part of this, I take it, and the Relief Factor cuts the pain back. And in some cases, it'll just be gone, and in others, it'll just dull the pain. It's still there, but it's not hurting the way it was. It makes it more comfortable for me. So that's all done because it's an all-natural product. Now, I kicked the habit. I got rid of Mobic, and I got rid of Flexeril because of this product, and it works. I can tell you no other way. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. It goes right straight to the
a source of the pain that you have. It eliminates pain at the source. Also, it has the natural response that your body needs to inflation. It is 100% drug-free. This product has got ingredients in it that your body needs to have anyway. And all you got to do to find out more about it is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. That's it. 1995 is what it costs to get in on the plan, and you'll find out what tens of thousands of other people have found out, and that is that this product works, it's good for you, and you will feel good as a result. Because after all you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
You betcha. All right. Here we go. Biden went abroad to some sort of conference, right?
G20, yeah.
Yeah, and no deals. Obviously, poor Joe is going over there with his tail between his legs, and he's probably shuffle-stepping all around, making it look like he's the big macho character in the room, right?
Right.
But I believe there's a whole bunch of world leaders laughing at him.
Well, I think that's exactly the right assessment. They see a president who's not effective, continues to have a lot of these issues when speaking, when he's not reading a teleprompter, to wit the CNN town hall the other evening, where a lot of this was just on display. And that does diminish our ability to work with our allies, I think, and also to make sure that those who might wish us ill, that they also realize, hey, wait a minute, we're not going to try this or that. Because the person in the Oval Office, they're going to clean our clocks if we do something. I don't know if they feel like that right now, Captain, and it pains me to say it. I don't want it to be that way. I think it needs to be exactly the opposite. Republican or Democrat, they need to project real stability, confidence, and power. Because I mean, we all have to live in a world where some people don't like us very much.
Yeah, and I want to say good morning to Frank in Clearwater. We got your message there, but we do have something queued up, and I can't break it out of the queue, unfortunately. But he said the Rolling Stones are in town here for a concert, and he talked about the 1963 story when they wrote the song Satisfaction here when they were here. And, yeah, I know all that. By the way, we talked about that, a week ago when we played it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we played it then, and we talked about how it had its roots. All right. GOP Congressman Greg Murphy out of North Carolina, his office has been responsible for rescuing 80 at-risk people in Afghanistan through the usage of some former Afghan veterans and some Afghan nationals that are in country, getting these 80 people out of Afghanistan. And kudos to the congressman for that.
Absolutely. And what they're doing, they're helping them get the paperwork that they need and so forth. Basically, I think as the representative was talking about, taking on the role of the State Department pretty much.
That's because they won't do it.
That they won't do it. And, and here's another key thing. They're saying, they're doing the best that they can, but they don't have any people on the ground. They don't have any assets on the ground. Well, Captain, because of what Joe Biden did and how he did it, and how he did the pull out of Afghanistan, we won't have any assets on the ground.
Yeah.
They don't trust us.
We still have people, American citizens in Afghanistan, and they won't admit it.
Well, they won't, and the killings continue, most decidedly, I'm sure. These things are continuing on, and the Biden administration would rather you think about something else, I guess, but this is simply not acceptable.
Well, they asked the State Department the other day how many people we had, and they said, I don't know, we might have a couple hundred. Might.
Yeah, I think they were saying something like 450, or was that, I think, coming from the military, the Pentagon, I think.
It's coming from the Pentagon, said that.
Yeah, so, but
those are the interpreters again.
Yes, but nevertheless, you don't leave people behind.
Okay. We've got a confrontation brewing here with the Biden administration because Ron DeSantis told the schools what they were going to do to them if they didn't get rid of the ridiculous mask mandates. Well, Florida slashed the federal aid to the schools for the mask mandates.
Well, right. Again, you see, now, whether people agree with it or not, in the grand sense, it shows that Governor DeSantis actually is
a man of his word.
That's right. He's decisive, man of his word. And I'll tell you, people respond to this kind of thing because they realize, especially in times of this kind of crisis,
mm-hmm.
you need leadership. And what has Joe Biden done? Zero in terms of leadership. He's actually creating a worse problem because of the issues that he's experiencing.
You remember Katie Kirk when she was at, didn't she go to CBS?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, and then Nora O'Donnell took her for place or something like that?
Yeah, Nora O'Donnell's hosting the CBS Evening News, right?
Well, she might not be for long because her numbers are lower than Katie Kirk's.
This is very true. And
nobody's watching her.
Right. And they produced the CBS Evening News in Washington, I think, because O'Donnell lives there with their family. So what they're doing is they're because of the CBS Viacom merger, they're looking at this to try to see, well, where can we save money and put all this stuff together and whatnot. And so, yeah, I think it could be on that she could maybe not get her contract renewed or something like that because they're very concerned.
Well, Katie Kirk mocked the little bald-headed cue ball. Brian Stelter from CNN, the lowest-rated liberal media pundit in the business, she mocked him.
Well, I mean,
I wonder if she wants this job.
Well, who knows? Well, she'd get higher ratings immediately. I'm pretty sure, what a moniker to have, the lowest-rated liberal media pundit.
And I've saved the last one for last because it's probably one of the ones we could have said first. But Facebook. Facebook has rebranded itself, and Kyle, what are they going to call themselves now?
They're going to call themselves Meta, which means beyond.
The Meta, there's a bank called Meta Bank.
Really? Okay.
And the first thing I thought of when I saw this is, I wonder if they got something to do with the Meta Bank. They have some of these ATM machines in the gas stations and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, I think what they're doing.
Matter of fact, every time they have a Meta Bank ATM that travels with a gun show.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, I think the Facebook Meta rebranding of their parent company, Facebook is going to be called Facebook, I think. But the Meta idea, according to them, is they're going to bring in a lot of more what they believe is going to be virtual reality and immersive kinds of things like that.
I don't know if this happened to anybody else, but with this change and whatnot, of course, I have a business account over there with Facebook for the Captain's America Third Watch radio show.
Right.
They had me redo all my information last night and verify everything I had in there was right and the way I wanted it. I don't know if I just got caught up in one of those, you know, checks or what it was, but I did, and I got it all straightened around, so there's no problem and whatnot. There were a couple things I didn't know were in there that somebody had tried to obviously get in board and hack it or whatnot, but they can't do it now, especially with what I just did.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we'll see where this goes, though, with the new Meta, as it were. Obviously,
Meta.
Right, yeah. but I think they're trying to do some kind of sea change on things.
All right. I gotcha. All right, folks, we're coming back with more of the Highway and Byway Report with a Trucker's Report. And we got a song queued up there, Frank, so sorry you're going to hear what I'm going to play. But I did play Satisfaction a week or so ago, talked about what you just mentioned, and I shall return. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we're coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Angie's Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
You betcha we will. Thank you very much, Don and Donna, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Don't forget to check them out. Their website is cowboylogic.us, cowboylogic.us. Okay, well, here we go. It's going to be a Black Crowes night, and this is another one of their hits from about 30 years ago. Here we go.
Yeah.
That's the Black Crowes. It's called Jealous Again. That kind of, Kyle, that had kind of like a little Rolling Stones beat to it, didn't it?
Yeah, I it does, really. And, yeah, it's a great song. Great track.
All righty, take it away and tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks. Well, out west, we've got a fairly quiet map overall. We do have a couple of things to tell you about. But one of the things that's absent tonight is the high wind warnings that we saw 24 hours ago in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming, coming across I-80. Right now in Laramie, Wyoming, wind speed reading at 7 miles per hour. So that's some good news for our friends in Laramie and Cheyenne this morning. But heading out towards the American Southwest, Arizona, New Mexico, we do have high pressure building in these areas that's going to cause a little bit of a warm up, especially as we head into the weekend for Halloween. Southern California also warming up. Up in the Northwest, we've got Seattle and Portland. They're reading rain, but also they're going to be forecast for rain, but they may also dry up just a little bit in time for Halloween is what we're hoping. But right now up near Seattle, there's flood advisory going on, and this is going to extend out a little bit east to Okanogan, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Okanogan
down to Wenatchee as well, and also over towards the Cooley Dam area, as a matter of fact. But also north of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho this morning, and Sandpoint in that area, we've got a flood watch going on there right now. And also we're looking to see if there might be a little bit of winds whipping up in the Southern California area. That remains to be seen, to see if that materializes at all with this warmer weather that we'll have for the next couple of days.
Well, since we talked to you last, folks, the Red River Valley up there in the Canadian border, all the way down the Minnesota-North Dakota line down to Fargo, we've got fog. Yep, pea soup fog joined us for tonight, so you'll have that the rest of the night up there. Be careful. You do have some winds blowing along Lake Michigan on both the western side of Michigan and the eastern side of Wisconsin and around Chicago, so it's windy in the Windy City tonight. Got some flood warnings and watches down around Springfield in Illinois tonight. You have some unsettled weather conditions in the extreme southeastern corner of Oklahoma and the southwestern corner of Arkansas, the northwestern corner of Louisiana, and the extreme northeastern part and central part of Texas, to include I-30 back towards Dallas and I-20 from Longview over about halfway across Louisiana. Now, we do have a gale warning tonight up all the way across the Gulf, from down on the Mexican border all the way around up to Houston, over to New Orleans, over to Pensacola, all the way around the Gulf, over to Tampa, and down about Sarasota where the gale warning stops. And then we do have some unsettled weather down tonight, Kyle. All that weather we got here yesterday and last night is down in the Keys, and they got some storm warnings down there as well as tornado watches.
That's exactly right.
Yep. And then we got a gale force warning up from about, from about Savannah, Georgia, all the way to Long Island, and rain in Jersey, rain in Delaware, rain in eastern Pennsylvania. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and don't forget Pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Check them out. And don't forget, when you stop in there, become a member of the Drivers Club. All righty. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com. Yep, that's right, FoundersCode.com, is Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, it's been a very busy night with different things that are going on here. But the lead story on Fox is still about McAuliffe and about the fact that he wanted to keep a story buried. And son of a gun, somebody actually mailed the news, a report, you know, what they were trying to do, to a Fox News reporter, and it went ballistic.
Well, it was actually by accident
that
this was sent to Fox News. What has happened here is that there is a plan, interestingly enough, for the McAuliffe operation to contest, if they have to, contest the election results of that governor's race.
Yep.
Now, what's particularly interesting is It's actually a little bit bigger than we think, because a couple of days ago, media had already said, because this race is so close, we may not know the actual results on Election Day.
Correct.
Now, why would that be? Well, because Terry McAuliffe has hired an old hand at this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, in my world, probably one of the more hated people on my list. And that is Mark Elias.
Yeah, Perkins.
Talking about Mark. Well, he's no longer there.
No, but that's what I remember from. Go ahead.
And this is to contest the election results. Now, Mark Elias is an old hat at this.
Yep.
I would say, you know, we always thought that Stacey Abrams was probably one of the more dangerous people out there, and she is. Mm-hmm. But Mark Elias is just as dangerous. So anyway, the story got out, and was accidentally emailed Fox to kill the story, and they didn't.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they didn't, because we need to know about the snakes that are in the grass. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to have Kathy give you the telephone number here, so take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.